How effective was that?
Oh, quite effective, yes.
Did you ever come across Gandhi?
No, I never said him myself.
How was Bengal different from the other parts of India where you were?
Oh, Bengal, it was... the Bengali is a little greasy individual, and I don't know, different somehow than the rest of natives in India. Bengalis,
did soldiers have any preferences in general for different castes of Indians,
oh,
different parts of India to be stationed in?
Definitely, yes. There was nothing better than Dehradun was lovely up around there. And Mandikotal was on the frontier. Although we were confined in a wired all round there, it was a good spot.
What was it that was good about them?
I think, well, Mandikotal, for instance, although there was barbed wire all round the camp and nothing but mountains, and there was a big swimming bath there, an open-air swimming bath, and football fields, hockey, tennis, all that laid on. And I don't know, the life up there seemed better than on the plains. I don't know why it was, but we liked Mandikotal as good as any station in India.
But didn't you have sports in Bengal or wherever
you were?
Oh,
yes, yes, had sports there, yes, just the same. And, of course, in Mandikotal also, we used to go out on column from there. Got out far more than we did on the plains. Because they used to go out on the exercises, the mules loaded up with the machine guns and one thing or another. And they'd be away for 2 days, out of camp for 2 days on various exercises. And of course the natives up there are a different type altogether than down on the plains. They're Pathans, tribesmen.
And what are they like?
Oh, big hawk-nosed, wheat-complexioned. They all carried rifles and bandoliers of ammunition. I remember on one occasion we had on our range at Mandikotal invited the Kasadars. The Kasadars are the police, native police on the frontier, invite them to come and shoot. And it was good to see them. Before they'd fire one round, they'd be about 10 minutes in the aim, making sure and greasing up. And they're marvellous shots, though.
Some of the Indian regiments certainly have a good reputation.
Oh, they have. They're good. They take it serious, you see.
More seriously, perhaps, than Englishmen who knew they were only going to be there a short time.
Definitely, oh yes.
Of course, part of the reason that there were some of the civil difficulties was because there was British rule in India, though there were internal disorders as well. What did you and the other people you knew in the army think of British rule?
Well, we never bothered much about it, really, because we were there and that was that. I don't think the soldier in India didn't have much to do about the politics part.
Did it seem to be a good thing or a bad thing for India?
I think it was a bad thing for India when we left, when we eventually left it to the Indians. I'm certain of that, because I can't see... Now, for instance, look at the thousands of unemployed it must have made. There's all the servants, the beasties, the meters, the sweepers, everything else, sices, all out of work now because the army's left India. All them barracks, I don't know what they've done with them now. I'm sure whether the Indian armies took them over or what, but all that, and the thousands of people employed, just haywire.
Did you expect that British rule was going to end so soon?
Well, you could see the gradual change. When we first went to India, and when we left India, there was a definite change in the atmosphere. You could see that, you could sense it. The attitude of the native towards the European, for instance, there was something there, you could sense it, one time they looked up to you, but not anymore, sort of thing. I noticed a difference.
Would the British have been thrown out if the country hadn't been given its independence?
Well, I don't know about that. I couldn't say. But they'd have had a real tough time. Any troops in India, present day, are, in my opinion, not so far so easy it was when we were there.
The conditions of life in India are rather different than what we're used to. A great deal of poverty and health problems and so
on. Oh, amongst the Indians, my word, it's poverty. Well, the trouble there is there's a few rich people who's very rich, and then there's hardly any middle class. And then there's your poor, which are the majority, and they are poor.
What kind of conditions did you see?
Oh, little huts, mutty huts, made from cow dung and mud. And you see them mostly on the side of the Ganges, Benares, then the bathing in the Ganges. And they used to have there burning ghats. Well, Hindus used to burn the bodies. Instead of funerals, they burn them, cover them with ghee and one thing or another, and just put a match to them. And the bazaars were filthy. Sanitation was very bad. And you'd get the dogs walking in and out of these huts, pyard dogs, covered in sores and flies. No lavatories at all. They just come outside and do it anywhere. Now, it'll be years and years before they really civilize India.
How was the sanitation and the hygiene for the troops?
Oh, that was all right, because there was the latrines were emptied every day. There was an old kind of tank arrangement come along, drawn by a buffalo, and the meters had emptied them out every day. And water, of course, you would not drink unless it was boiled.
Did the married families have separate toilet facilities?
Yes, yes, yes. Each bungalow had its own lavatory place, but they used to slide the pan out from underneath and empty it. I mean, it'd be reveille, and then early morning parades, and everything would stop at midday, you see. This is on the plains in the summertime, and nothing, no parades at all after lunch. And then the afternoons, everybody would be in bed, and evening times, they'd football matches and so forth. And then, of course, the dances, various messes.
How about your own personal routine as an orderly room sergeant?
Oh, there. I used to work all hours there.
Because you'd be indoors.
I was indoors, so it didn't matter so much, you see. Sometimes 8 o'clock at night I finished there. Is there any move instructions to do? Because I made a point of typing all my own stuff in the orderly room.
Did you learn to type out there?
Yes, yes. I was a CQMS of D Company, and I learned to type then. There was history, mathematics, map reading. Pretty stiff exam altogether.
Did you have lessons leading up to it?
Oh, I used to attend school, yes, yes. Of course, I got the second years before that, you see, but the first class I took in India. And I did think of going in for the special. There's only two chaps in Redmond had the special. That was the RSM and a chap called Slim Fryer, a sergeant. He was the education sergeant. A special is equivalent to a matriculation. So I started swatting for this special. And I think I passed two parts, and I couldn't go any further. I got fed up with it. It was too much for me, really. It's equivalent to a matriculation in Civvy Street.
What did it mean once you had the first class certificate?
Oh, well, if you had a first, you could not get above a sergeant without a first class certificate. You had to have a first to get promotion further, you see. And, of course, apart from improving your education in general, that was the only benefit you had from it. There weren't too many in the battalion had firsts, actually.
Could anybody have a go who wished to?
Yes, anybody. Oh, yes, yes.
But presumably there would have been plenty of time for studying.
Oh, he had bags of time for study, yes. Mm.
What sort of instructors did you have?
Pretty good. We had a schoolmaster from the Army Educational Corps. And he was one of us at Class 2. And he was a pretty good chap. And of course, the kids used to go to school there in India as well. They had the Army schoolmistress.
Was posting in India in any way intended to be preparatory for overseas fighting in Japan, Burma?
No. I mean, say, when we went to India first, of course, it was long before this war had started, and it was just the fact that the army in India paid for all that, you see, so it paid the British government to keep the army in India. But I don't think anything did whatever to do with the war.
So it wasn't that you were being trained for a specialised role?
No, definitely not, no. No. I think the only real specialised training we had was mountain warfare in Landikotal, and that was in case anybody tried to come across the frontier, and that would be Russia, of course. That's the only specialised training.
What kind of training can you get for mountain warfare?
Well, it's different altogether. I mean, say you've got your climbing and wanting another the hills and taking various points which overlook valleys and things. It's entirely different than ordinary training, mountain warfare training. And that's the only reason, I think, why they used to send units to Landikotal was because, and train them in mountain warfare was because of Russia, just across the Tibetan frontier, one thing or another.